Binance tells affected EU users their assets are safe as MiCA lands. Binance posted an official statement on July 1, 2026, the day the European Union's Markets and Crypto Assets MiCA regime began to bite, telling affected users in the bloc that their funds remain safe and that transfers and withdrawals stay open where applicable. The exchange said it is reaching out to affected users directly with next steps and is working hard behind the scenes to engage closely with regulators. The message is short on new mechanics and heavy on reassurance, which fits the moment. Binance had already decided to stop serving EU retail clients after failing to secure a MiCA license, and this statement is the deadline day follow-up to that exit rather than a fresh policy. The specific commitments in the statement Binance made three concrete claims. User assets remain on the platform on a 1.1 basis. Affected users keep access to the options already communicated to them, including transfers and withdrawals, where applicable. And the company is contacting affected accounts directly, rather than leaving users to infer their status from a blanket notice. That last point matters more than it reads. A market exit driven by licensing runs on individual account states, not a single switch. So the practical question for any given user is whether their account is flagged as affected and what withdrawal window applies to it. Binance is telling people to wait for direct contact and to use official support channels rather than act on rumor. The card side sits outside this event. For readers here for spending, the Binance card is largely insulated. It runs on MasterCard and is verified in Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, and Peru, not the EU. So, European users were not funding day-to-day spending from a Binance-issued card in the first place. This event is about exchange custody, trading, and account access inside the block, not a crypto card program. The connection worth drawing is indirect. EU users who kept a spending balance parked on the exchange to feed other cards or off-ramps now have to move that balance on Binance's timetable. Treat the stated withdrawal window as firm and move funds early, because a licensing wind-down concentrates a lot of outbound transfers into a short period and processing queues get longer near the deadline. A custody lesson, not a solvency scare. This is an orderly, regulator-driven wind-down, not an insolvency. Assets are held 1.1 and the exit is scheduled rather than sudden. Even so, it repeats the same lesson every forced market withdrawal does. When you hold funds with a custodial provider, your access depends on that provider's license status and timing in your jurisdiction, not on the balance itself. That is the standing case for holding your own keys. Non-custodial setups are unaffected by whether an exchange cleared MiCA in a given member state, because the assets never sat with the exchange. For affected users in Italy, Spain, France, and Poland now rebuilding, the choice between another MiCA authorized custodian and a self-custodial wallet is worth making deliberately, rather than defaulting back to whatever venue is most convenient.